Developing Skills for the TOEFL IBT, 2nd Edition, Writing. Copyright 2009, Compass Publishing. All rights reserved. Part 1. Integrated Writing. Chapter 1. Organizing Information. 1. Urban Planning.
Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with keywords or key phrases used in the lecture.
Many people talk about congestion pricing as the best solution to the problems of overcrowding and pollution in our cities. Well, while the policy has its advantages, by itself it is not the best solution and does not live up to its promises. Let me explain why. First of all, congestion pricing will not necessarily encourage more people to use public transportation. This is because, in many cities, the public transportation systems are not extensive enough to meet increased demand. In other words, buses and subways don't go to every neighborhood, and that means that even if you don't want to drive your car, you have no choice because there's no public transportation in your neighborhood. That's a problem. A second point I would like to make is that congestion pricing will not automatically result in faster commutes like proponents say it will. It doesn't mean that you can get to and from work in less time. This may be true for some people, but more than likely, once your city implements congestion pricing, you will actually spend more time going to and from work. Why? Well, because as more people use public transportation, trains and buses get more crowded. That means you wait longer before you can even get on the bus or train. Third, congestion pricing will not benefit everyone. It's not that simple. Sure, some people will choose to drive to work because it is more convenient, and congestion pricing will certainly tax those individuals for driving. But what about the individuals who have no other choice? Many workers cannot afford to live in the city or near public transportation lines because housing in those areas is too expensive. Those individuals must drive to work, and many of them are from poor neighborhoods and have low-paying jobs. Congestion pricing will penalize them, force them to pay a much larger part of their budget for transportation and pollution. That is simply not a fair policy, and it certainly doesn't benefit everyone. A better policy would be to expand public transportation, to build affordable housing closer to jobs, and to encourage businesses to allow more employees to work from home. Those are more effective long-term solutions that would get more cars off the streets and reduce pollution.